My name is Mike Morgan.
Thank you for taking time to study God's Word with us. The title of our message is, Who Hardened Pharaoh's Heart? Our text, Exodus 4, verses 21 through 23.
Of all the characters in the Bible, few have caused more speculation than the Pharaoh who ruled Egypt during the time of Moses. He was an insolent, arrogant, cruel man who had no knowledge of past history. Through Moses, God sent 10 plagues on Egypt: blood, frogs, lice, flies, urine or pestilence, boils, hail, locust, darkness, and finally, the death of the firstborn. Each plague was designed to destroy an Egyptian god. Here are some facts about the 10 plagues. Numbers 1, 2, and 3 were disgusting and made life inconvenient. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 brought pain and loss. And nature played a part in Numbers 7, 8, and 9. Numbers 1, 4, and 7 were introduced by a command from Moses warning Pharaoh in the morning. When God's warning was ignored, plagues 3, 6, and 9 were inflicted without any warning. Pharaoh and the Egyptians should have listened to Moses instead of rebelling against God. Plague number 3, lice, closes with the defeat of Pharaoh's magicians. Number 6, boils, resulted in the magician's inability to stand before Pharaoh. And number 9, darkness, ended with Moses finally saying, "You will see my face no more." The 10 plagues and the hardening of Pharaoh's heart were designed to convince the Egyptians, the Israelites, and the entire world that the Lord is truly God. This morning, we will define the word hardness, discuss how and when God raised Pharaoh up. We'll look at some other Bible verses that deal with a hardened heart. And finally, we will examine the condition of our heart. In the Hebrew language, the word hard or hardened is translated three ways. First, to strengthen, prevail, firm, resolute, courageous. Second, to make stiff, stubborn. And third, difficult, grievous, burdensome. Three times in the narrative, we read that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. Exodus chapter 8, verses 15 and 32, chapter 9, verse 34. Four other times, the Bible simply says that his heart grew or became hard. Exodus chapter 7, verses 14 and 22, chapter 8, verse 19, chapter 9, verse 7. The magicians, with their lying wonders, had a hand in hardening Pharaoh's heart. Exodus 7, verse 22, chapter 8, verse 19. When God sent Moses to free the Israelites from Egyptian bondage, he said that he would harden the heart of Pharaoh, which would result in the death of Pharaoh's firstborn son. How could a loving God be so cruel? Some explain it as hardening indirectly. In 1805, Adam Clark said, "God does not harden men by infusing malice into them, but by not imparting mercy to them." Was God's mercy out of Pharaoh's reach, or could he have been blessed through the promise God made to Abraham? "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." The fact that God blessed the Pharaoh who served with Joseph proves that the next Pharaoh could have followed his steps. Clark goes on, "God does not work this hardness of heart in man, but he may be said to harden him whom he refuses to soften, to blind him whom he refuses to enlighten, and to repel him whom he refuses to call." His view is consistent with the modern-day doctrine of unconditional election, which says God created two groups of people. One group is the elect, which includes all those who Christ died for. These have no choice but to go to heaven. The rest of humanity, God created for destruction. They have no choice but to spend eternity in hell. Calvinism teaches that God, through the Holy Spirit, overruled Pharaoh's own will to prevent him from letting God's people go. Did God create Pharaoh to be a vessel of dishonor? Some point to Romans chapter 9, verses 14 through 17, and say yes. In those verses, Paul said, "What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, 'I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion.' So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the Scripture says to Pharaoh, 'For this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth.' Therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills, he hardens." Did God, by special miracle, raise Pharaoh up in order to show that he had power to kill Pharaoh's son and destroy his army? Well, of course not. Let's consider how and when God raised Pharaoh up. Now, it is a fact that God changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Daniel 2, verse 21. In the Old Testament, God could and did use heathen kings and nations to his glory. God used Assyria and Babylon to his glory in carrying his own people into captivity. God commanded Cyrus, king of Persia, to build him a temple in Jerusalem. Ezra 1, verses 2 through 4. After spending time in the field eating grass, King Nebuchadnezzar praised and honored the King of Heaven. He acknowledged that all of God's works are true, and those who walk in pride, God is able to put down. Daniel 4, verse 37. King Darius said, "I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men must tremble and fear before the God of Daniel." Exodus chapter 1, verse 8 explains how and when God raised up Pharaoh. "Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph." Is there anything direct, special, or unusual about another king coming to power? No. Strong defines the word arose in Exodus chapter 1, verse 8 as to be. The same identical word is found in Judges chapter 2, verse 10. "When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the works which he had done for Israel." Here was a generation that grew up after Joshua and all the elders died. They had no first-hand knowledge of Israel's rescue from Egyptian bondage. Did God, by special miracle, cause that generation to be ignorant of the facts, or was it their own fault? It was not God's fault. They willfully chose to disregard history. Let's put the word God for Joseph in Exodus chapter 1, verse 8. "Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know God." This is absolutely right. Think of all the things that took place with Joseph in Egypt. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was manifested to the Egyptians through Joseph. That generation had firsthand knowledge of what Joseph did to save the people from famine and starvation. Pharaoh acknowledged the God of Joseph by showing kindness to God's people. Time passes on, and those who lived under that Pharaoh have died. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. result of that second generation forgetting God. Judges chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served the Baals. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them. And they bowed down to them and provoked the Lord to anger. Not aware of the previous Pharaoh or Joseph, the new king turns aside to idolatry and oppresses God's people. There is not a lick of difference between that which took place with the second generation of the children of Israel and what took place with Pharaoh. Let's consider some New Testament passages that will help us understand the hardening of Pharaoh's heart. Open your Bibles to Mark chapter 6. Having just fed the 5,000, Jesus comes walking on the water to the disciples. Verses 49 through 52. And when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he walked to them and said to them, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. Then he went up into the boat, and the wind ceased. And they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled, for they had not understood about the loaves, because their heart was hardened. This does not mean that the disciples did not see the feeding of the 5,000, or did not think about it. They did not consider the significance of the miracle, and understand that Jesus had the power also to save them from this storm. As a result, their hearts were hardened. Think about the miracles being performed before Pharaoh. He did not consider the significance of the miracles. In fact, his own magicians said to him, this is the finger of God, yet he considered them not. If some of the Lord's own disciples failed to see the significance and meanings of the miracles resulting in a hard heart, certainly Pharaoh could also. Jesus speaks of the disciples' hardened hearts in Mark chapter 8, verses 14 through 21. John chapter 12, verses 37 through 40. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe him, that the words of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Isaiah had seen the glory of the Lord. He heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. The hearts of the people were dull and hardened. They heard God's message, but did not understand. They saw God's mighty works, but did not perceive. Their stiff neck and hard hearts led them into Babylonian captivity. If this could happen to God's own people, the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, what about Pharaoh? The hardening of Pharaoh's heart was not something special, unusual, or unique. It could happen to anyone. Proverbs 21, verse 29. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way. Moses first came to Pharaoh and said, thus said the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. At this point, God was not demanding that Pharaoh completely let them go, but allow them to go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord God. Walter Kaiser said, "Here we see God's tender love and concern for Pharaoh." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. Who is God?" Pharaoh hardened his face. Pharaoh hardened his own heart. If Pharaoh had obeyed the Lord in such a small request, a 3-day journey to worship, he might have softened his heart instead of hardening it and been spared the heartache that followed, including the death of his son and the destruction of his army. Proverbs 28, verse 14. "Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity." Who does this apply to? Anybody. Does that include Pharaoh? Absolutely. Proverbs 29, verse 1. "He who is often rebuked and hardens his neck will suddenly be destroyed, and that without mercy." After the plagues of the frogs, hail, and locusts, Pharaoh acknowledged wrong and pledged to release God's people. Once the plague was lifted, Pharaoh refused to keep his word, but became stubborn and obstinate. Having been rebuked by God, Pharaoh stiffened his own neck and hardened his own heart, which resulted in his downfall. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 19. "A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle." What effect did God's command to let my people go have on Pharaoh? He was offended at the very idea and increased the people's burden. Because of pride and covetousness, he would not release the Israelites. Not only would it look bad to allow nearly 2 million slaves to go free, it would also hurt the nation's economy if he lost his labor force. One who has been offended will not give proper consideration to the facts. Did God know that Pharaoh ultimately would refuse Israel's permission to go into the wilderness to worship and stubbornly resist their leaving Egypt? Of course he did. Speaking of God, Job said, "I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you." Job chapter 42, verse 2. The Lord is omniscient. But God knowing all things is not equivalent to coercing or forcing man to act against his will. God allows man the freedom to obey or disobey his commands. Even in the face of resolute disobedience and a hardened heart, God provided Pharaoh a way of escape. So, who hardened Pharaoh's heart? Was it God or Pharaoh himself? A careful study of these passages reveal that God did not arbitrarily harden the king's heart. The Lord made demands upon Pharaoh, which went against the monarch's selfish interests, so in that sense, God hardened his heart. But the king resisted the divine command and hardened his own heart. God never forced Pharaoh to resist against his will. Having demonstrated his own obstinacy and desire to resist, God simply strengthened him that he might continue his resistance until God's own purposes were fulfilled. Such hardening was not unique to Pharaoh. Paul writes of another hardening in which God will send a strong delusion upon some to believe a lie. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 12. Is this being done against their will? Not at all. It involves people who do not receive the love of the truth, but put pleasure in sin. Why will God send a strong delusion upon them that they might be condemned or judged? Just as hardening Pharaoh made his obstinacy more evident, so the delusion to believe a lie will reveal one's pleasure in sin. God hardens the heart of men today the same way he did 3,500 years ago. Those who reject salvation through the gospel of Christ will harden their own hearts. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life will cause some to close their ears and harden their hearts. False teachers who claim to perform miracles, which are nothing more than lying wonders, cause people to harden their hearts. Denominational creed books and traditions of men have blinded men to the truth and hardened hearts. Those who say, "Choose the church of your choice," as if God does not have a choice in how men worships, causes hardened hearts through a false sense of security. Christians who fail to grow in the grace and knowledge of God are deceived about the condition of their hearts. David Padfield said, "Pharaoh had the opportunity to heed the message of God. I'm sure that he would give 1,000 worlds like this one for another chance." We have the same choice Pharaoh had. The difference is that Pharaoh cannot change his decision. He is seated for eternity. But we can. Paul said, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?" Do we love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Do we have open and honest hearts to receive the truth and apply it to our lives? Do we love the Word of God and pattern our lives after it? Do we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Do we strive to walk each day in the light as He is in the light? Are you a Christian? Have you obeyed the gospel of Christ?